Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Six Rings.
The dynasty continues.
And football things.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
I love football, man.
With your hosts, Andy Hart.
Well, Andy Hart is a football genius.
I'm not going to pretend I sit down and watch the All 22.
Next question, Andy Hart, please.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Is that Fitzy with you this morning?
Absolutely not, Fitzy.
This just in, I'm dead inside.
And Chris Schein.
Derek Carr, however, is a guy I would ride tonight.
I think Matt Patricia's a boob.
Greetings, salutations, hello, and welcome back to the latest edition of Six Rings and Football Things. That's right, Six Rings, your favorite Patriots podcast, has returned triumphantly with another action-packed episode, starring your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens on the mic, producer extraordinaire Chris Scheim from the Greg Hill Morning Show, and of course, the one, the only, Andy Jumbo Hart. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Hi, Fitzy. What's up,
Tremendous.
Andy?
Tremendous. What's up, boys?
There we go. Look at that energy. If we could just plug that into the Patriots season, 4-14 is a dream come
true.
How about that? Come on, guys. This is Six Rings. Come on. We're not.
You're right. I'm ready. It's a Friday episode.
We're slouches. Come on. I'm right. Guys, this is the Memorial Day weekend episode. This is the unofficial summer kickoff episode. So I need
like,
big summer vibes.
I am like 36 hours away from absolutely slugging down hot dogs. So I am excited.
Can one slug down a hot dog?
Yes, I can show you.
Oh, and have you ever watched the hot dog eating contest?
Thank you, Andy.
Do more.
I feel like that's more of a word that we used to use when we were kids. You know, remember like, oh man, I can't wait to mow on that sandwich. Like that's one of those things that like, you know, like
love that.
Mow on. Like I don't think I've said that on purpose in 30 years. At the same time, when I see Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi et al. Doing their thing every July 4th, I think two things. One, think of the rest of the world, and B, that's some serious mowing going on right there.
Damn right. Hot dog, the official food of the summer. So there we go.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Hot dog, not a sandwich, still to this day.
We're not
just ask Tuukka Rask. All right, guys, on today's episode, we'll talk a little bit more about Mac Jones, league-wide rankings and perceptions of McCorkle in Season 2. Could the Patriots be undergoing a bit of a scheme change as far as the power run game goes? Also, why people keep piling on Bill Belichick and, of course, viewer mail, Patriots potpourri, random thoughts, and how much more annoying can Tom Brady and his social media get? Gentlemen, we begin today with our first thought, of course, the opening segment and salvo here on Six Rings Pod. Thank you guys for following at Six Rings Pod, of course, on the socials. Mac Jones recently was rated by Piffin, not Piff, Pro Football Focus, but the Pro Football Network as the 18th best quarterback in the NFL. Now, I think we can all agree that if the New England Patriots are to come within a sniff or whiff of the postseason competitive relevance or anything resembling the higher end of predictions for the 2022 season, they're probably going to need an effort better than 18th best overall. A lot of people keep piling on the weapons, saying that the supporting cast isn't good enough. Yet at the same time, we've heard from within the walls of one formerly Tom Brady place that they're ecstatic with the development of Mac Jones, who we were all reasonably impressed with the body structure, the offseason work with Tom House, and his attitude at OTAs the other day. So I'll open it up with you, Andy, first. Do you believe 18th overall out of 32 starting quarterbacks is a fair ranking for Mac Jones in 2022?
Coming off his rookie season in 2021, I do think it's fair. But I would also agree with you, if the Patriots are going to be hopeful of organizational progression, he needs to progress at a rate that puts him higher on the list. I don't think you can have the 18th best quarterback, Mac Jones, and say, we're going to contend in the AFC. We're going to be a playoff team. Obviously, you know, 7-7 is 14. If you just go by quarterback play and playoff spots, you'd probably want to be in the top 14. And just for some clarity, I want to go through some of the aspects of the list a little bit, sort of the comps, the neighborhood he's in, for
love
example.
I love a good comp.
So just ahead of him, number 17, would be another former Alabama quarterback, Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. Shine. Okay. Reaction time?
My initial reaction when you told me Mac Jones was 18, and you're going to be shocked by this, I thought it was a smidge low. Right off the top of my head, I would have had him at 16. I would have him over Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's all legs, and I think we can all agree that his supporting cast, Mac is a hell of a lot better passer than Jalen Hurts is. That's all legs.
Yeah, pure passer, sure. Yes. I agree.
Andy used to
I think
like it back in the 30s, all legs.
I think, though, Jalen Hurts, like, this is kind of the bleeper get off the pot year for Jalen Hurts. The Eagles have done a really good job of surrounding him with talent. So if he's the guy this year, you'll know. But going into this season, I would have Mac over Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so
and
let me give you another.
I'm sorry, Andy, but I bet you love what the Eagles have done.
I love
in this blanker get off the pot year for Jalen
100%
Hurts.
100%
agree. And you probably wish the Patriots took a bit
did
more
something
of an Eagles-like
even halfway
approach.
Similar. Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. Please.
Gotcha. So, Sean, you said number 16. Yep. The PFN list in that spot has a guy that I know you're very passionate about or have been passionate about in the past, Tennessee Titans starting quarterback Ryan Tannehill.
So I think those two are about on an even plane. Like, I think they're right in – they're in the same tier, right? I think it's very hard to just number rank quarterbacks in the NFL because I think a lot of guys are similar and they slot in similar tiers. And so I think Tannehill and Mac would be in the same tier.
Okay, but if you had to choose right now between one or the other, if I had to Sophie's choice it, I would take Mac Jones over Tannehill. I don't think Mac Jones has it within him to have a game as franchise-bustingly bad as Tannehill was against the Bengals back in January. I'm sorry. That's Jake Delhomme literally broke himself and was never the same guy after he had a comparably horrific performance against Arizona in the playoffs. Like, that's
sure,
a, that's a
but at the same time, like, Ryan Tannehill has won games. He's beaten really good teams. Like, I think I would probably take, gun to my head, I'm taking Ryan Tannehill. But I again, as Andy pointed out, I've also been higher on Tannehill than most for a little while now. Mm-hmm. But I do agree, Fitz. Like, he's prone to a lot of mistakes. I also think he brings some things, like a certain toughness that Mac Jones doesn't necessarily bring.
Okay, well, the meat has been eaten. The mead is rotten. And the village has been burned. The Tannessance is over. Bad news.
So just behind Mac Jones, mm-hmm. Jameis Winston of your New Orleans Saints.
Jabu.
Yeah, he seems high to me. That seems high.
You mean his game or his eyes? Like,
man, everyone collect your money because you knew that was coming.
2020 vision Jameis now. All right, Andy?
Yeah, that's right. He got his LASIK. He's doing his little whatever those things are where he hops around and moves. And
let's just be honest. Like, top five social media game in terms of pure entertainment, there is nothing like watching a Jameis Winston workout video.
Oh, 100% agree.
I mean, I can't love those enough. The strange dead-eyed stare holding the ball, the fast feet as people throw random things at him or swat at him with bizarre objects. I'm here for all that. As far as him as a starting quarterback, again, great job. They're surrounding first-year coach, former defensive coordinator Dennis Allen in New Orleans with a nice supporting, getting Michael Thomas back, drafting Chris Olave, signing Jarvis Landry. Like, that's going to be that's a nice room. But I'd still take Mac Jones over Jabu, and I would do it by more than a slot, Andy.
So I'm trying to do the math in my head. Where do they have Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan they have at number 14.
Really? Yes. So I did out my list of 15. Matt Ryan I did not have over Mac Jones. I would rather have Mac Jones than Matt Ryan. Okay. But I don't understand. Can you read me? Like, I probably know the top 10, but can you read me like 10 to
–
Yeah.
I'll go through it quick. Doesn't take long.
Because I don't think this is making sense to me.
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Justin Herbert.
Never heard of him.
Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar
mm-hmm.
Jackson.
Yep.
Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Russell Wilson.
That's low for Watson.
Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Derek Carr. Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins. Ryan Tannehill, Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Jameis Winston, Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, and now we start to get to the others.
I see. Okay, so I would probably bump Mac up to like 14 or 15.
I bet you can't.
I promise you there'd be no math in the podcast, Shine, but at the same time,
maybe he's 15 because for me, not 16. So even up another spot because like, I don't have him over Matt Ryan. I don't have him over Jameis. I don't know. I don't know. The numbers seem off.
I'll slot him right in front of Kirk Cousins.
These are stupid rankings because listening to Jason Tatum this week talk about all NBA and all those things and how there's no criteria and there really should be some sort of criteria and he feels for the voters, like how can the guy who's second in MVP voting be second team all NBA? Like he's the second best player, but he's not in the top five, like that whole crap.
I mean, that's the same thing though with like what's record of the year? What's the best picture? It's all subjective.
But at least record of the year is very simple. It's of the year. When you're ranking quarterbacks, are you ranking them based on what they did 5 years ago, which maybe they're still capable of, or what you think they can do 3 years from now, or are you downgrading them because you believe they'll actually be out of football in 2 or 3 years?
Or even on a more simple basis, are you grading them off what they did last year in 2021, or are you grading them off what you think they're going to do in 2022?
So that's why I think there's so many vagaries, because I'm sorry, Matt Ryan's an NFL MVP.
Yeah,
Mac Jones has never sniffed the jock of an NFL MVP.
Like, I agree. I 100% agree when you're comparing
the
careers.
Criteria.
But like if you're going into 22, I probably want Mac Jones, a young quarterback who does basically all of the things Matt Ryan does, as Matt Ryan is literally like falling apart.
Right. And I would say the same thing for Tannehill. He's 30-something years old. I think he's peaked. His best football's behind him. And I didn't even really love his best football. So I would roll the dice on the 22-year-old who – maybe he's middling, or maybe I get better, but at least I have 5 years to develop him, figure him out. Like, it all depends on what criteria you're using here. And I actually think Mac as a middle of the NFL quarterback, forget like, oh, he's 16, he's 18, he's not like.
Right. He's 14, he's 19. Yeah,
he's in the middle.
He can't come within a Justin Herbert to Mike Williams laser of. Cracking the top 10. He's not going to get anywhere. As a matter of fact,
not even close.
I think it's got to be recency bias or like a fear of rust or something that leads them to put Deshaun Watson at 10, because when that guy's on his game, he's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL.
Correct. He is freakishly
better
good.
Than Justin, better than Joe Burrow. I mean, that's not even a question.
I think there might be a question moving forward, but we'll see. We'll see. But he's in that conversation of that. That's why I like when, you know, a lot of the Lombardis, I think, of the world do these blue chip, non-blue chip. Like, I'm not going to rank them, but I'm going to give you the group of blue chips, then the second tier, the third tier, whatever you want to do. And I think Mac is in the third tier to me. Like, he can't sniff blue chips right now. And I don't think he's in that whatever you want to call that after blue chips group. He's in that next group. And you can be positive about him. Like, I saw, you know, like, he's – the stomach thing. Okay, so he's working hard and he's, you know, his arm might be better. And, you know, I know, you know, Giardi tweeted something about mobility and that idea that maybe he's more athletic than people give him credit for.
Well, Giardi's tweet was based around what an AFC either executive or scout or coordinator
had
said to him.
Coach. I think a defensive coach.
Dude, you're sniffing glue chips if you don't think that he's in the tier below blue chips. He's not in the third tier of quarterbacks.
I don't, because I think blue chip, you can't say 10 guys are blue chip in the NFL, in my opinion.
Why not?
Because I don't think you can.
It's a free world. I can say what I want. At least
Lamar Jackson, blue chip?
Yes.
Because I think he's really good. I don't think he's blue chip. I don't think Lamar Jackson can hold Josh Allen's job.
Oh, yeah, no. I think Josh Allen is markedly better.
Okay, so they're different groups.
I think there's even
a more distinction. Like, I think Lamar Jackson is a blue chip player. Like, the guy was an NFL MVP. Like,
so Matt Ryan's a blue chip player.
Not he was when he was an MVP. Right now he's not.
He's over a decade older.
Yeah, I don't think either of
those guys is a blue chipper, and they're MVPs. So that's my point.
Matt Ryan was an MVP 6 years ago. Like, Lamar Jackson was an MVP, what, two? Like, there's a big difference there.
See, but for me, if I add in the fact that Lamar Jackson, what is he as a passer? No shot in hell he's a blue chipper. I'm sorry. He is.
He does so
Josh
much.
Josh Allen
more
can
this
run
league.
As well as
hey,
him,
listen.
Closely, different style, hey. And can throw the ball.
Andy, don't get me wrong. I have Josh Allen as the best quarterback in football. Like,
I am with you.
I understand. So, but in my head.
But wait. So Lamar's in the same category as Patrick Mahomes?
No. I have Patrick Mahomes
in the same category
in the
as Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Okay. See, I wouldn't put that there, but I just don't know how you can put him in the category with the best.
Because
when he's healthy and his complement of receivers and the talent around him, look at that, the injuries, the run game. He's had so much less to work with than even Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow and all these guys, and yet still he was able to lead that team to offensively prolific seasons. I know it was kind of a gimmicky offense, but what he does with his legs in accordance with an adequate passing game from him. He's nowhere near how Burrow or Herbert or Allen or even Kirk Cousins can throw the ball. But the guy is a special generational talent, Andy. And I think just to not call his overall ability to help score the football, however he does it, blue chip worthy or blue chip adjacent, is crazy.
And so I think you have to be more specific in your brackets, right? I think because Tom Brady's all alone. He's the greatest to ever play. He's still Tom Brady. So he's kind of separate from the pack.
But see, I don't put him all alone right now. I put him all alone historically. In terms of contemporaries, I don't put him all alone. I think
if you're
the top.
Okay, if you're talking
that's,
right now,
that's a
I think
assessment.
I still think it is a quad pack of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, or at least should be Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. And then it's the next group, which are blue chip franchise quarterbacks, and Lamar is in that group.
Oh, I agree 100% with that.
Okay.
I have three groups. Fitzy wants Mac Jones in the second group.
I do.
No. Mac Jones is not a blue chip franchise guarantee.
No.
Dak Prescott, there's blue chips, number one.
Blue chips are number one. Then there's very, very, very good court. Then there's very good quarterbacks, and then there's everybody else. That's how I look at the quarterbacks in the NFL. I look at them as
so. You have blue Dak chip. And Mac in the same category.
No, I think Dak is a blue chip quarterback.
Oh, I don't.
What are you nuts?
I do.
Yeah, I don't have him with Josh Allen. I look at those two guys, or Justin Herbert, or Patrick Mahomes. I think they're in a category all themselves.
Oh, man. You must have missed
a lot of the truly elite, then there's the wannabe elite.
Well, all right. Well, agree to disagree. Andy, there's a reason why opinions are like taxes, neighbors, and blank holes. We've all got them, and God bless you for yours. We celebrate all the diversity of opinions here on the Six Rings Pod. Real quick.
I thought it was like nipples, and they can all be sucked.
All right. See, now I could hear people in their car saying why did he say that? People actually were on a run like, oh, man, I'm enjoying this barroom banter and like the laughably, lovably disagreeable banter from these guys. Oh, Andy ruined it. Somebody just fell down a storm drain, tripped. You rolled an ankle. Ugh.
Sometimes Andy is like your hard-headed friend that like is very involved in the conversation and very stubborn in his opinions. And then other times, like that moment, he is the friend that hasn't said anything for a very long time and then said something that completely derails any form of conversation that's going on.
See, I think Andy
it's like a combination of the two.
Andy is the guy who literally walks over to the snack table at the party and just sneezes in the French onion dip.
Never. The only reason I would do that is intentionally if I wanted it all to myself. I've been known.
Well, pretty much what you just did there. That was awful.
Oh, nipple this.
All right. All right, folks. Thanks again for sticking with us through Nipplegate and through all the French onion dip talk and everything else Andy did. That'll be today's poll question. Should we not allow Andy to ever use the word nipple again in the podcast? Make sure you follow at Six Rings Pod and weigh in with your opinion on that. And let us know, do you think Mac Jones is worthy of the 18th best quarterback in the NFL? Should he be a little higher? Should he be a little lower? I think the one thing we can all agree, like Andy said at the top, we definitely are going to need Mac Jones to be and play a lot better and rank up a lot higher if the Pats are going to go anywhere near the playoffs this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.